Виноградів Castle is located at the foot of the Чорна Гора Mountain and has a long, interesting history. During its existence, from the 10th century until its destruction, the citadel served as a defensive structure, a fortress, and even a monastery. Канків Castle is another name used for Виноградів Castle, and there are several versions of its origin. According to one legend, during the feudal strife, the castle was owned by a robber named Канко. Another legend says that the monks, who once lived in the fortress, wore clothes made of sheep wool, which was called Канко. Reaching the castle, you can see only the ruins of the once mighty fortress. There can be seen only fragments of the majestic walls, several wall pieces with firing ports, and the foundation of the chapel. It is stated that there was once an underground passage leading from the castle to Виноградів, which was called Севлюш in ancient times. This statement is obviously not groundless. While studying the castle, archaeologists found a passage whose length was 12 meters. It is believed that Канків's history begins in the 10th century. At that time, there was a fortified Slavic settlement here, which protected the people from attacks. In the 11th century, after the annexation of Закарпаття to the Kingdom of Hungary, a feudal castle was built here, which was used as an observation checkpoint for defense coordination. Виноградів Castle was one of the strongholds along the salt route, employed for delivering salt from Солотвино, and which housed a unit of soldiers who accompanied a cargo of salt. At the beginning of the 14th century, when Канків belonged to the royal treasurer Беке Барша, the castle was converted into a stone fortress, which is first mentioned in the records of 1308. A few years later, Беке Барша sided with the rebels against the Hungarian king. In 1317, the royal troops captured Севлюш and stormed Канків. Consequently, the castle was severely damaged. In 1399, the then king of Hungary, Sigismund, gave the fortress to Baron Perenyi. The magnate Peter Perenyi built a new stone castle instead of the old one on the site of Канків and gave it to the Franciscan monks for use. And he himself moved to one of his other castles, namely Королево Castle or Nyalap. During the Reformation period, a descendant of Baron Perenyi became a Catholic and expelled the Franciscan monks from Канків. The monks who resisted were brutally killed, and their bodies were thrown into the castle well. There is a legend that in such a bloody way, the Baron took revenge on the monks who had previously imprisoned his daughter in the dungeons of the fortress. Виноградів Castle was finally destroyed in the second half of the 16th century by order of the Austrian authorities, which at that time were actively fighting the Hungarian nobility. The castle hasn't been restored since then. However, even its picturesque ruins still inspire people of art and cinema. Канків's centuries-old walls served as successful scenery for a number of films, such as Rainstorm Over the Mountains, Over the Tisza, and the legendary film The Gypsy Camp Goes to Heaven.